We're looking ahead to two test matches beginning this week. Al, we'll start with India against England in Nagpur. Not many of us would have been predicting England to be 2-1 up at this stage.
I don't think anybody predicted that, John. It's been a shocking series so far for India, and the fans are sort of reacting to that as we speak.
Now, a lot of people sort of say an India in crisis, but we've got to pay tribute to just how well England have played.
I think that's right. It's not just that India have played badly. England have played extremely well. And it's good to see Monty Panesar back firing and bowling really well. And let's think back and see what might have happened in the first test if Monty Panesar had actually played in that. England could well be 3-0 up.
Absolutely. Well, let's have a quick look at the odds. India 11-8, they're still the favourites for this test match. England 2-1, the draw is 9-4. What do you think, Al?
Well, they've lost Harbhajan Singh and Yuvraj Singh.
Well, they dropped them. Very quite ruthless.
Yep, they've rung the changes, as it were, and well, who knows? I think it's still sort of in England's favour to go 3-1 up and go home very happy.
So I was going for the England win. I'm going to go for the draw. I think England aren't going to go out and play for the draw, but I just think India at times are going to have to push a bit harder and then they might have to throttle back, and England are going to be quite happy with that to settle for the draw and the 2-1. So I'm going for the draw at 9-4. Now, later on in the week, Australia take on Sri Lanka. Rookie Ponting's retired, so it's the first test in a very long time that he's not available for selection. And Australia played very well in parts against South Africa, but lost the series. So what do we make of this one?
Well, they're in a time of flux and change, Australia. Looking pretty good, as you said, in places. Michael Clarke's captain, and he's batting very well. He needs just a bit of support and, you know, some of the youngsters to come through. And I think they brought in Philip Hughes for the first test match. And again, he's been a bit up and down in his test career so far. But if he starts cementing a place, then I can't see Australia not winning that series.
A big chance for Philip Hughes. The pitch at Hobart, it's a little bit juicy, a little bit lively this year. I can't see a draw. Sri Lanka, not in the greatest of form. They lost to New Zealand recently, so I'm going to go with an Australia win as well. So.